Good day. Welcome to another edition of The Front Page on Morehead State Public Radio. Back from his always successful engagement with the Kentucky Department of Highways District 9 office up in Flemingsburg, we talked to Alan Blair, the communications director for that agency. And Alan, always good to talk to you.
Great to be here, Chuck.
A lot of projects, obviously. We've been in the spring and summer and fall road construction season here in Kentucky. And I know that your department has been doing a lot of work, especially here in the last several weeks and months on I-64.
Oh, absolutely. You know, in Carter County, from Grayson to the Boyd line, we had over $8.5 million worth of upgrades to that, including new pavement. That basically completed a lot of work we've been doing the past few summers along the I-64 corridor. So we've had a lot of work there. And on US 60 in Ashland, we just finished a large paving project on the four-lane section of that highway. And lots of other projects are still going on all across our district.
I think you mentioned that on I-64, as we were talking before the show, a little bit about some cable barrier that you'd put up.
Yes, that's actually being installed now, 20 miles of cable barrier. It's the median barrier a lot of folks might have seen if they're traveling toward Lexington, Louisville. There are a lot of cable barriers being installed in the median to prevent what we call crossover accidents. So it's a barrier of cables that basically acts as a shock absorber for run-off-the-road crashes. So if someone runs off the highway, and it will stop them from crossing over into the other lanes oncoming traffic, which would be a more severe crash. So it basically is to prevent the severe crashes.
Am I wrong in thinking that there have been a number of improvements in the district on I-64 here in the last 2-3 years or so?
You know, within the last 10 years, we've had a lot of paving. I mean, we have started with a lot of paving improvements, but those also include what people don't see, a lot of improvements to the drainage and other upgrades to kind of bring the interstate up to, you know, today's standards and to help with traffic flow in the future. So, you know, we've kind of done those upgrades along a corridor. You know, several years ago, there were a lot of paving and work going on here in Round County, Bath County, and then we've kind of gradually gone toward Carter County, and now we finished at the Boyd line, which ties into a project we did about 8 years ago over on the Ashland side of I-64.
Talking about work in Rowan County, you're looking at Kentucky 519.
Yes, you know, as most people are probably aware, we are constructing a new section of 519 from Clack Mountain to just past 801. That's one of the last sections we have through this county anyway to complete an upgrade. And basically it's going to be a new highway. People who have driven by it know that the roadbed is being built alongside and adjacent to the existing highway. So they've probably been stopped a few times with flag traffic as the construction equipment moves across the road to, you know, different parts of that. And, you know, we're looking at some work that's coming up on that project that will be even more traffic intense. So, you know, we're kind of moving into the real heavy-duty construction right now. Some of the bridge work has been completed. We still have another bridge to go. The contractors do. So, you know, that a lot of that work will continue throughout the winter. And, you know, we're kind of looking toward the end of next year to open up that highway. If the weather holds for us, we'll see what this winter brings.
Sounds like it's probably a pretty expensive project.
Well, it's a $10 million rebuild, basically. So it takes about that much money to not only build the new highway but keep traffic on the old one while we're building it.
Plus all the manpower.
It gets complicated. Add the manpower, the materials. You know, like I said, this includes two new bridges, which includes concrete bridge beams as well as new concrete for those bridges for the decking. And a lot of drainage improvements. Anytime you build a road, you know, we always say we deal with where the water goes. That's one of our primary duties out there. We have to make sure that water goes to the correct places, because if we don't, it ends up damaging the highway in the future. So that's a very key component of any construction project. So a lot of that $10 million is going into some structures and drainage and then the roadbed itself. I mean, it takes a lot of rock and material and a lot of cutting through some hillsides and just realigning that road, making it straighter and wider travel lanes. I mean, that's what we go for today, is trying to improve the travel lane so that it is much more efficient for traffic flow as well as a lot safer.
You talk about safety and making traffic and travel more efficient.
Yes.
A big project that is coming up involves Route 32 in Elliott and Rowan counties, a road that if anybody's ever driven it, usually you need a seasick pill or a motion sickness pill before you drive it. It's up and down and in and out and around and about. And this project will actually straighten that road out a great deal, but it is a multi-million dollar project that you're still basically getting set to, I guess, finishing some of the planning, I believe.
Yes, actually, we do have an alignment for that road, which basically means we know where the new road's going to go between Elliottville here in Round County, right around the 504 area, all the way across 32 to Newfoundland in Elliott County, right at the Route 7 intersection. So we have an alignment. It has been a project that's many years in the making. It's been on the books for a long time and requested by people for a long time. And we have spent a great number of years, or we've spent a great deal of time, but a number of years since around 2007 and 8 to plan this highway properly to make sure we not only design a roadway that's good for traffic and good for the people, but also protect the natural resources that in that area are quite pristine, including the watersheds that flow through there. So, it's a large project. We are actually getting into the stage now where we're finishing up some of the final pieces of design, which is like drainage and erosion control. And then we'll be sharing some final plans with local officials later this year and hopefully start purchasing right away for at least the first 6 miles that we can do on the Elliott County side. But we hope to start purchasing that right away sometime next year. So that's, we've come a long way from the planning stage where we just, had meetings out in the county and said, we want to build a project. How do we do it? What do you all think? And now we are at the point where we're going to start purchasing some right away next year, hopefully. So that, it's taken some time to get here, but I think we have what's going to be a model project for this area.
What's the number of miles on that project, Alan, and when do you hope to perhaps start construction?
It's about 14 miles total. Our first 6 miles will be from Kentucky 7 and Elliott County west toward the Round Line, and that's kind of what we're working on first. If the right-of-way process goes pretty smoothly, we're still probably a couple of years, maybe longer, away from any type of construction letting process. So, it all depends. It's about altogether, it will be about a $75 million project. So it's going to be one of our largest, and it's going to take some time to get there. We don't really have a specific time frame on the construction yet.
I was going to say, it'd probably take a few years to get that done.
It sometimes does. I mean, depending on the process, right-of-way process, utility relocation, all of that has to be completed before we can get into the construction. So, it's still years away, but it's not 10 years away. So I think that's good news for people who have been wanting to see this road happen for a long time.
We mentioned Elliott County. You're finishing up a project in Elliott County on Kentucky 7.
Oh, yes, absolutely. That's a project that's been going on for the last 3 years. Another very large project and a piece of a larger puzzle, as it were. That's about a $36 million job, including right-of-way and construction on that. 5 miles from about Kentucky 706, north of the prison there, to the Carter County line at Grayson Lake. It's a new road, completely new road, bypasses some pretty curvy areas as well as a mountain that had, caused some traffic issues over the years. So, it's a very good project. A lot of traffic is on new sections already. As they would finish a section and move to another part of the project, we would let traffic onto the new pavement. But what we hope is that if all goes well, we should traffic should be an all new road and all the traffic control removed by the end of October. So that essentially would be complete from a motorist standpoint. Although there would still be a lot of final work, including grading and seeding and making sure the ditches are in the proper shape and all that. So, it could extend through into the winter as far as finalizing our construction. But as far as the pavement and the new road and being open for the traffic, We hope to see that by the end of October.
How long did it take? When did you start this?
Started at 3 years ago, actually, just slightly over 3 years ago.
All right. Also coming up, some projects in the Maysville area.
Well, those are underway as well. I mean, we have two large projects on the AA highway at Maysville. It's a widening back to add another section of four-lane highway. The AA highway is four-lane through Maysville, as many people may be aware. And then we're going to extend. We're extending that from US 68 out toward Fernleaf area, another 5 miles. So we'll add another 5 miles of four-lane capacity in that area. That's about an $18 million project. Again, it's alongside the existing highway, so there's not been too much traffic control, except for the blasting that occurred this summer. But that, you know, that will that has finished. So people are just seeing some flagging occasionally. But once we start tying in some traffic, that will be a big issue. Although I will mention that to tie in the existing highways that connect to the AA highway is going to cause some detours, and I think Germantown Road, where it ties in next week, will be closed off for a couple of weeks while they build the new approach. You know, when you build a new highway and it's in a different spot and you have a connecting highway, it's difficult to get those realigned, and you have to rebuild a section of the connecting highway to get it put back together. So that's going to occur on Germantown Road next week. So just we'll be announcing that probably today and later on. So get that out to the media so people can be aware of it and make travel plans.
Okay, so when do you hope to have all that done? That sounds like it's pretty extensive too.
Yes, now that will go into next year. Hopefully by the end of next year we'll see some we'll see that we're getting pretty close to the end of that project.
All right, so it sounds like guys in the district, that your work crews are going to be busy. Of course, you're getting ready also for the winter.
Absolutely. I mean, we haven't even touched on the maintenance work that the crews are continuing to mow and clean ditch lines, replace culverts. It's nonstop work. Plus, we've also people here in Moorhead may be aware we've been changing out some signals and putting in some flashing yellow arrows, which is a safety component that our maintenance crews are working on all across the district. So, we are extremely busy, especially during summer construction, but it seems like this year we've just got a lot of projects going in all corners of our district.
Alan, it's always good to talk to you.
Nice talking to you.
Again, Alan Blair from the Kentucky Department of Highways District 9 office up in Flemingsburg. I'm Chuck Meraz on Front Page. We'll come back with more right after this.
There are many ways to connect with Moorhead State Public Radio. Log on to WMKY.org for enhanced regional news, on-demand audio and video, breaking news from NPR, and information on your favorite programs. Get links to Facebook and Twitter while you listen to our live broadcast online, or download mobile apps from NPR and take 90.3 FM with you everywhere. Connect with your community and Moorhead State Public Radio. Visit WMKY.org.